The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
B'chayrois Tav Nun Dalid. The Gemara here on the Amud Beis has a Mishnah that says, Ma'ase behema mitzdarf kemole, regal behema roya. V'kami regal behema roya tezayimil. The Mishnah says that a person's animals could combine to be the shear of ma'ase behema as long as they're within the distance of tezayimil, 16 mil. And the Gemara says, how do I know that Maaser can be combined as long as they're within this distance? The Pasuk says that the people will have so much sheep that the owner will not be able to count to themselves. They'll have to appoint somebody else to count instead of them. So it's mashmaf in the Pasuk that as long as a person could count them with one shepherd, then it's considered one sheep. And if it's considered one sheep, so it's all one flock, so then it will be misasher together, it will combine for the shear of Maaser. So the Gemara says, as long as one shepherd, one counter could see them all, Chazal knew that until the distance of 16 mil, the shepherd is able to see. So therefore, all animals that are within that distance combine to be mechuyev in ma'aseh behema. So says the Gemara. I would like to speak about in this year about Kiddush Levana and Shabbos. Kiddush Levana and Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is interesting how one of the poskim brings this Gemara in as he discusses that halacha. And then, with that in mind, I would like to discuss the halacha of Kiddush Levana and Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's a Maril that says that he would not, the Minhagi Maril says the Maril would not say Kiddush Levana and Yom Tov. He's talking about Yom Tov that came on Matzoi Shabbos. I'm not sure why he says such a case. Dafka Yom Tov that comes Matzoi Shabbos, l'chayra, it would apply to any Yom Tov. He says, for example, Yom Tov comes after Shabbos, for example, Shavuot that comes on Sunday. And the reason why the Maril would not say Kiddush Levana on Yom Tov is because just like there's Tchumen Lemato, so too there's Tchumen Lemalo, you can't be Mekabel the Shechina Chutz L'Tchum. So the Maril, in some, is saying some idea, some concept, that the reason why you can't say Kiddush Levana and Yom Tov is because doing Kiddush Levana and Yom Tov is a violation of going Chutz L'Tchum, and one is not allowed to go out of the Tchum and Yom Tov. Oid, another reason, says the Maril, Shebeirkas HaLevana Nires Kein Tchino, Vein Lame B'Yom Tov, the Bracha, now Kiddush Levana is like a tefillah, you know, it's like a bakasha, you know, let's say bakashas on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and so therefore, it would be an issue of saying Kiddush Levana and Yom Tov. Omnom, the Maril continues, the Maril himself was made, that his Rebbe, Rabbi Amuvik the Marash, was not makbid, and he would say Kiddush Levana even on Yom Tov. Even on Yom Tov, they came out on Motzei Shabbos. The truth is that the Maril is not the first to discuss this. There is a truth in the Rashba, that the Rashba was asked that this person found that Moshe Mikutzi says you can't say Kiddush Levana and Shabbos night, because maybe there's Tchumen Lemal and Asara, and it's a problem of Tchumen, and the Rashba said he doesn't understand why it's any problem of Tchumen. Well, how does this connect to Tchumen? He says like this. He says, if let's say somebody's able to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi when his rabbi is far away, Usually it's impossible. But let's say somebody would be able to be mekabel pnei rabbi when his rabbi is far away. Are you going to tell me he's not allowed to? And if you're going to tell me that the pshat is that you have to go and be mekabel the rabbi from far, from close up, if you're going to tell me that's what you have to do, then even b'chol, even on a weekday, a person should not be able to say Kiddush Levana because you're not getting close to the Levana. But really, then he says, it's not really the Levana you're mekadosh, you're really making a bracha to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is also far away. So, if you're going to tell me that, says the Rashba, he doesn't understand. So therefore the Rashba comes and says, he doesn't understand any problem of saying Kiddush Levana, of saying Kiddush Levana at night. And Yom Tov night or Shabbos night. And then he says the sefer that they quote, the Shoyal quoted, he said he couldn't find that sefer should say that you're not allowed to say Kiddush Levana at night. So he says, after Kasa came in Atzmai, that's what the Rashba says. So the Rashba already mentioned, Shoyal and the Rashba already said this idea, what the Maril says, not to the Kiddush Levana and Yom Tif, because of a problem of Tchumen, the Ma'alim Asar. The Shulz Yankiv understood what does it mean that this Tchumen, the Ma'alim Asar, that you're violating Tchum by that you're saying Kiddush Levana. So the Shulz Yankiv understood it means that if you're going to talk here, and your words have to go and travel very far, so that's a problem of tchumin. That's a problem that you're going out of the tchum, your words, you're sending your words out of the tchum. Based on that, the Shavuos Yankiv asked that we have an argument that a person is able to see 16 mil. A shepherd could see 16 mil, he could watch his sheep 16 mil. So if a person could see 16 mil, then the chayav person could communicate. It would be regular for someone to talk to somebody who's 16 mil away. There are different types of things that are kalim, simple machines that could be used on Shabbos, in the understanding of the Shavuos Yankiv, that a person would increase the volume that a person is talking. A person could talk into some kind of horn or something, and his voice will go very far, and it would come out if you say like the Maril or the Shoyal and the Rashba that you're not allowed to say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos night or Yom Tov night because it's the issue of Tchumen. It would come out you wouldn't be allowed to speak to your friend who is 16 mil away, which is out of the Tchum. And Zok the Mishvus Yakiv Leshamanu Lereinu. No one says such a thing that you're not allowed to talk to your friend who's 16 mil away. So from there, the Shavuos Yankiv brings a raya kineged the Maril. He says Maril seems to be very schwer to say such a reason. He says the other reason of the Maril, that the Maril says that the bracha has a tchina, there's a bakasha, there's a request from the Ribbono Shel Olam in the bracha of Kiddush Levana, says the Shavuos Yankiv, he doesn't understand that either. Because where is there any tchina? Look at the bracha. We don't see, and the chayyur, it's very shvad to see where is there any tchina. Which request is there in the bracha of Kiddush Levana? So he says that reason he's also very hard, difficult for him to understand. And he has difficulty, tremendous difficulty with understanding the Maril. Now the Bach he says that the understanding of the Maril is a little different. The Bach says, since the halacha is that you're supposed to go and be mekadosh levana, and you're supposed to see, feel as if you're going to greet your Rebbe, as if you're going to be mekabel l'shchino, so therefore you have to go outside, and you're not allowed to stand under any roof. You have to go ahead and make it as if you're going to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in this understanding, in this concept, in this making it as if you're going to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're bringing yourself ki'ilu to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so you're ki'ilu, you are, based on this, the concept, you have to have this concept of imagination, it has to be considered as if you are traveling to far away, so that's where it's a problem of Tchumen. The issue is, in this as if, that is included in the Kiddush Levana, That's where it's a problem of going out of the tchum. So if that's the problem, then the Shvus Yaakov will not have any question. You can't compare Kiddush Levana to speaking to your friend. It's only by Kiddush Levana that it's as if you yourself are traveling that there's a problem of tchumin. Whereas talking to your friend, that you're just sending words, but you're standing where you're remaining, where you are, that the Maril would agree is permitted on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Now, there are many that ask on this reason of the Maril, that the Maril said that you can't be Mekadosh the Levana on Shabbos and Yom Tov because of the Is of Tchumin. The Reman Mipano has a tshuva. He says there are early Rishonim that say you can't be Mekadosh, that early Poiskim that say you can't be Mekadosh Levana Shabbos night because they're worried about Tchumin Lemal Me'asara. Not the Maril Mipano. Maril Mipano says the Aguda says such a thing. But the Das Torah says like this, Minhag Mari B'Tirna says that the Moyer HaKadosh, the Rebbe of the Mari B'Tirna, would go ahead and be Mekadosh Levana on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. He was actually Mekadosh Levana on Yom Kippur night. He wanted to have that the bracha of Kiddush Levana should be a schus for him in the din of Yom Kippur. And therefore, he would make Kiddush Levana on Yom Kippur night, even though it's Shabbos and Yom Tif. It's like a Shabbos and Yom Tif. And he brings down many Gdolim went ahead and laughed. And those that say that you're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Shabbos and Yom Tif, that's Tchumen. But, he says, once we have an Aguda, that the Aguda says that you could make, that you can't make Kiddush Levana on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he says the reason is because of Tchumen Lemal Me'asara, so you can't laugh about it, it's really early Rishonim, it's Choshev Rishonim that said it, and we can't be misloitzei Tchas V'Sholim, and that reason, because, although we don't understand it, but it was Choshev Rishonim that said such a thing. Now Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Kiddush Levana, and Simen Tav Chavav, this is Tav Chavav, Sif Aleph, Sif Bey, sorry, it says, it brings down this Maril, the Mekadosh Noisa B'Motzei Shabbos Echal Bo Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh the Levana, and Motzei Shabbos that comes out on Yom Tov. So this is coming from the Maril, it's like the wording of the Maril, the parentheses inside the Ramah says that the source of this is the Maril, and as we said, the Maril said two reasons, either because there's Tchumen, there's a problem of Tchumen, or because there's a Bakasha, there's some the request going on. So as we mentioned, many ask, and this reason of Tchumen, that L'chayer, where is there Issa of Tchumen? Where is there any involvement of going out of the Tchum by that a person says Kiddush Levana? But L'maisa, it's Kepaskin and Shulchan Aruch, like the Maril. The Halacha L'maisa is like the Maril. So the Shulchan Aruch only said that you can't be Mekadosh L'Levana like what the Maril said, a Yom Tov that came out on a Motzei Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah says, Kol Shekein, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh when it's Shabbos night. The same reasons of the Maril, that you can't be Mekadosh on Yom Tov night, you also can't be Mekadosh on Friday night, when it's Shabbos night. The Mishneh Berurah, when it comes to explain why you can't be Mekadosh Levana at night, on Friday night or Yom Tov night, he says the reasons are al pi Kabbalah. He does not bring down a kiyuzeh of either of the two reasons of the Maril. Rather, he says that the reasons are al pi Kabbalah. We don't understand. There's Kabbalah in Yonim. There's some Kabbalistic concepts that have an issue with saying Kiddush Levana and Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that is the reason. He doesn't mention a kiyuzeh about this problem of Tchumen or the problem that it's a Bakasha. However, says the Mishneh Berurah, which is really other Pesukim as well, that despite the fact that the Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha, that you can't be Mekadosh Levana on Yom Tov night or Shabbos night, however, if it comes out that the end, the last night of saying Kiddush Levana is on Shabbos night or Yom Tov night, and a person did not yet say Kiddush Levana, then certainly they could and should say Kiddush Levana despite the fact that it's Shabbos. To be mevatel Kiddush Levana because of this Maril and because of this idea of Kabbalah, that we don't say to do. What happens if the Shabbos or Yom Tov is the second to last night? It's not the last night, but it's the second to last night, and there's worry that if he won't be Mekadosh on this night of Shabbos or Yom Tov, he may miss saying Kiddush Levana because perhaps the next night will be cloudy. So is that also a reason to be makel, to be lenient and say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yom Tov? So this, the Mishnah Berurah says, there's two days in the Achronim, and he doesn't give a verdict on that. Now, the Sha'atiyan adds another point. The Sha'atiyan says that he wants to say a new reason. Apip Shuta, he wants to say a reason why a person should not say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And he says, since the minhag is that we dance after we say Kiddush Levana, you're supposed to dance. We do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana b'simcha, and therefore it's ragil that a person will come to dance, and dancing is also on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ah, you'll tell me that Rikudim Shal Mitzvah is mutter, even though we know that on Simchas Torah we dance because Rikudim Shal Mitzvah is mutter, so l'chayer, what's going to be the problem if people will dance after they say Kiddush Levana? He says, no. And the dancing by Simchas Torah, you can't push it off. It's connected to the day. So there, the dancing is Doicha the Yom Tov. But a mitzvah of Kiddush, the dancing of Kiddush Levana, that he could have done the mitzvah before Shabbos or after Shabbos, it's not proper to use to dance on Shabbos or Yom Tov when you could really do the whole Kiddush Levana before Shabbos or after Shabbos. So that's the reason the Mishnah Berurah wants to say al pip shutoi, why a person is not allowed to be mekadosh the levana on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Stechem and the Michas Yitzchak add that for the night of Shabbos, there's another reason why we should say it's aser to say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. A reason that applies to Shabbos, not Yom Tov. And that is, just like we have, that we don't say Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah if the first day is Shabbos, because we're afraid you're going to carry a machzor out of a Rosh Hashayachid. In a Carmelist or Rosh Hashayachid, you're not allowed to carry a machzor if it's Shabbos. So, because of a chashash, somebody will go carry the machzor, we don't say Tashlich. We push off Tashlich to the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So too, there's a good reason not to say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos, since a person might carry the Siddur, which he's going to use to say Kiddush Levana. So therefore, even if a person is, it just brings to mind that even if a person is Mekadosh Levana on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the last night and he forgot to say Kiddush Levana or wasn't able to say Kiddush Levana until then, he has to remember that he should be careful not to take the Shabbos, not to take the Siddur out of the Erev. Additionally, the Aruch HaShulchan says an interesting point. Aruch HaShulchan says if a person does actually say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yom Tov, they should only say the bracha. They should not say all the other things we say with it. Perhaps he's concerned about what the Maril said, that we don't say tefillos and bakashas. So perhaps he's worried that the other things that are said with the Kiddush Levana fall into what the Maril said of tchinas and bakashas. So just to summarize, we had that the Maril says that you can't be mekadosh the Levana on Yom Tov, which would apply who had into Shabbos, being A, because there's a problem of Tchumen. There's a Tchumen issue. Somehow it's considered like you're going out of the Tchum, which we said could be translated in one of two ways. Either your talk is going out of the Tchum, or it's as if you're going out of the Tchum. It's as if you're going far away to be Mekabel Shechina. And he said a second reason, because there's Tchines and Bakashas involved. And we said that Poskim say there's a difficulty understanding both reasons of the Maril. And we said that the Mishnah Berurah said that the main reason is Al Pi Kabbalah, and this Maril is actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch, without anyone undisputed in Shulchan Aruch, there's only one opinion, and that's brought down that not to make Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It says actually Yom Tov, but the Mishnah Berurah says who had in Shabbos. Nevertheless, we said the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's the last night, if it's the last possible night to say Kiddush Levana, then a person certainly should say Kiddush Levana. If it's the second to last night, then it's a machloikas. And if a person does say Kiddush Levana, if it's Shabbos, a person should remember that they don't take the Siddur out of the Eruv, and they should also do like what the Orech HaShulchan says, that they only say the Bracha and they don't say the other parts of the Kiddush Levana when they say Kiddush Levana.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.